sometimes when the weather is really bad, I just come into this room here. And it's a mini gym. I have a treadmill, a few weights thrown around.
I'm Olive Lucknan, and I'll represent Ireland in the women's 20k walk.
Faster, faster, Mum!
This is Emer, my daughter, who's 6 years old, and Emer is going to be with us at the Olympic Games in London. It's her first time to go to the Olympic Games. What are you going to shout when you see Mummy racing the Emer?
Good luck!
A typical day for me would be to train in the morning. I do about 20 kilometres every day, about 120k a week. I take a day off. I don't even think about it at the stage. And then in the evening, I'll go to the gym as well and do core work. One day a week then where it all gets lumped in together and I go off there for 25 kilometres. That's usually on Saturday morning, so I get the Saturday afternoon off as a result. This is my fourth Olympics, and I suppose I'm older than when I went to my first Olympics. So as you get older, the rest and the recovery becomes more important because you're so strong from years of work when you're eating Priestons.
Olive Lucknan going to come home. What an improvement on her Olympic Games performance of a year ago. A first major medal and a world championship.
My first aim would have been to win a national medal, and then when I won a national medal I was hoping to make an international competition, and then I suppose the next thing was to make a big one, and that was the Olympics in 2000. So I suppose I started taking it pretty seriously a year or two before the Olympics. I mean, I was always inspired by the Olympics. I was only 4 when the games were on in Moscow, and I vaguely remember some of the boycotts. Even as a child, it captured my imagination. It wasn't that I thought on a random day that I'd qualify for the Olympics. It was all little by little and step by step. I wasn't the sportiest kid on the block. There was 4 girls in my class in national school, and I used to hope someone was missing because that was my only guarantee of a medal when I was very little. But then, of course, as I got older, that changed. Grew a bit. As a female athlete, it would be great to think that girls would see us, the likes of myself, Katie, Derville, and say, I want to be an athlete, or I can do that too, in the same way as I would have looked at Katrina McKiernan and Sonia O'Sullivan and said, yes, it can be done. I admire some women. I also admire many of our male sports stars and the commitment that they show. But it would be brilliant to think that girls would see me and say, right, I can do that. I want to perform better, and I want to have a higher position than I've had at the Olympics before, and my highest position to date has been 7th. I'll do everything I can to be the best that I can and leave nothing to chance. I want to go, I want to discover what my limits are. I haven't reached them yet, and I'm there to figure that out.